if you are a big fan of television, like moi, then you may be interested in this following little program here for Audio Boo. Yes, we're taking a look at what programs are on. We're going to sort of talk about things, and very often we'll give you an idea of what we, you know, what we think you should be watching, but not in a sort of patronizing sort of way, obviously. Oh, no. No, just sort of giving you our recommendations, yes. That's all. Very often we shall do some reviews, and of course we also have, starting very soon, our telequiz, which has taken a break, I think, for a while. Haven't done that for 1 or 2 months. That is back in audio and also high-def video form, so look out for those. So, let's have a little look here. I will say, at this point, that I don't know if you're watching the new series of Downton Abbey. I haven't seen the first one yet. It's based in this particular series, 1916. I just haven't seen it. I've read a lot about it, and people have said, oh, it's, you know, blah, blah, blah. So I don't have any opinions of this particular program. All I will say is I was a big fan of the original series of Upstairs, Downstairs. I thought that was fantastic. I watched that when they repeated it. I think it was on a channel which no longer exists. It was called Granada Plus, I think. It was on that, I think. Not too sure. Back when Granada was a viable company. So I watched most of the episodes from that classic series and thought it was great. I haven't seen the new one. I will, one day. I always seem to be in Spain when it's on. And to be honest with you, it is on over here. It was a big... they advertised it and made a big deal about it. But I just didn't quite catch it. I was too busy. But I shall look out for it. It's Downton Abbey, Sunday night, 9 p.m, ITV1. There's also something called Magicians. I haven't watched it, and very likely never will, quite frankly. I thought I'd lay my cards on the table there. Got no interest in that. As far as I'm concerned, Paul Daniels is the ultimate magician. I've always got time for Paul Daniels. If they want to repeat the old Paul Daniels magic show from Saturday night on BBC One, feel free. If they want to repeat Wisbit, the sort of yellow cone, and his friend, the rabbit, feel free. With the magician, he was the baddie, wasn't he? That had like a top hat on, and his little cat. If you want to repeat that, excellent. I used to love Wisbit. Yes. I can't do it. My voice doesn't go that high at the moment. He used to talk like that. That's my impression of Wisbit. I can't do Wisbit. And his mate, the rabbit, I've forgotten his name. It will come to me eventually. I'll be in the supermarket and I'll shout out his name, probably. But he used to talk like this. With a sort of transatlantic accent. What am I talking about? Okay, right, let's move on from Wisbit. If you have seen Wisbit and you are aware of what I'm talking about, then great. So anything else been on the telly or is going to be on the telly or anything at all? This is kind of a review, this one, because by the time most people listen to this podcast, these things have been on. Okay, so this isn't a sort of what's on tomorrow, more of a what was on today sort of thing. Austin Powers was on Film 4, International Man of Mystery. I wish someone British had come up with the idea for that, a British company, and made money off it. Rather than it going to, well, it's sort of a Canadian actor, half Scouse, by the way, but nonetheless a Canadian actor, probably working for a Hollywood film company. But would have been nice if Austin Powers had been bought and paid for by a British company. Well, that's it for the moment.